I'm here with Judge James Kinect, the featured speaker at the community's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Awards Luncheon on January 20th. The Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Awards Luncheon that you'll be the featured speaker at, one of the things it does is celebrate people, right? The individual efforts of difference makers in our community. But for many problems in our world, people look to the government as a solution. As you've gotten older, how has your personal worldview kind of evolved? When you see injustices out in the world, do you think of them as failures of government in most cases, or opportunities for individuals to step up, some combination of the two? What's your thinking there?
It has to be both, in the sense that we come together, we band together, and we form a government. And the idea of government, in part, is to do those things for us that we cannot do for ourselves. Gun violence, racial injustice, poverty, economic inequality. I'm reminded of the Me Too movement. I think that's part of equality. And when I think about the government keeping its promises, I would like for somebody to tell me how many people in Puerto Rico today have electricity and how many are still without. And I'm unable to understand why Houston, because of the flooding, and New Orleans as well, California, because of the horrendous fires, and Puerto Rico, because of what happened months ago, and those have filtered out of the news cycle, so our saintly concern for those people, and it always is a saintly concern when the event happens. We donate, we give, we send, we go, we volunteer. But when it falls out of the news cycle, and instead we're focusing on the tweets of the person who sits in the White House, we're not addressing the ills of society that government is responsible, that has a responsibility to address. And that bothers me a great deal. I think that those kinds of things are important, and the people that get recognized at the Martin Luther King luncheon, the award winners, as well as a lot of people in the audience who ought to win awards or who perhaps have won them in the past, those are the people who are addressing these kinds of issues.
As a judge, I don't want to push you too far into politics, but, you know, as an elected Republican, you are a political creature in some sense. So I want to ask, what is your current view of our modern political climate as it relates to how polarized we appear to be, at least? I'm 33 years old, and I want to ask somebody who has been around a little bit longer, has it always been this way? What is your view of where we are today?
I don't think it's always been this way, but I do think we need to look at history to understand that we have been through periods of time. We went through a period of McCarthyism, where Joseph McCarthy, who bears a certain resemblance to the man in the White House in terms of his means of operating, caused great divisiveness in America over the Red Scare and communists, and he did it in a way that was indecent and reprehensible. And it took one person, a lawyer, Joseph Welch, and he stopped during the Army McCarthy hearings and said, after McCarthy said something particularly repellent that basically attacked and was going to destroy the reputation of a young man, he said, "At long last, sir, have you no decency?" I'm interested that there are people, good, well-meaning people who are intelligent and understand issues, who are able to say some of the president's policies are good policies. Some of the things that have happened in Congress and in the White House have been good. I don't necessarily disagree, but I think what they fail to understand is the president is a symbol both to our country and to the rest of the world. And when you are petty and vengeful and vindictive, you're not setting the example that rises the level of the symbolism that that office has always held. Whether you agreed or disagreed with the president or his policies, they had to act with integrity and dignity, and I think that has really contributed to the divisiveness. But at the same time, as long as there's no nuclear button pushed, I'm confident that the republic will survive and will be here as a society and, in our instance, as a community, long after someone else is in the White House. I'm confident in that. I trust government and the art of politics. But as with everything else, it depends on who's there. Who are the humans that are engaging in the process to help govern us in a way that benefits us all, benefits society, and makes us stronger and better than we were yesterday? That ought to be the goal of government, to make us stronger, better, more civilized, more equal than we were the day or the week or the year before. I had a quote from Dr. King. He said, the hottest place in hell is reserved for those who remain neutral in time of great moral conflict. This is a time of great moral conflict.
Will that be the primary message you try to deliver on January 20th, that in times of great conflict, the importance of individuals stepping up and getting involved is going to be crucial?
Yeah, I think that will be part of it. And I found a note card that I kept on my desk. In 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt made a speech. And the speech centered on the four freedoms. And those same four freedoms are inscribed on stonework in front of the McLean County Museum of History. That's freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. And of those first two, we battle over as a society and discuss and go back and forth. But the second two, freedom from want and freedom from fear, I think those apply to every issue that we've talked about today. I want to be free of poverty and inequality. I know that I will have to work to be free from that, but I don't want there to be societal constraints that are unfair that keep me in that category of want. And I want to be free from fear. I want to be free from fear from outside threats, North Korea. I want to be free from the fear that someone's going to walk into a school and fire off an automatic weapon. I want to be free from the fear that I'm going to be treated differently because of the color of my skin or the song that I sang or the religion that I ascribe to or the lack of religion. I want society to be a place where we can be safe and secure in our homes and in our schools and on our street. And I think that's what all of us aspire to. That's what we want. We want to be free from want and free from fear. And then when we are in that position, we're able to exercise our freedom of speech. It's pretty difficult to exercise your freedom of speech when you are squashed and held down by poverty.
That's Judge James Kinect, the featured speaker at the community's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Awards Luncheon on January 20th. I'm Ryan Denham.
The winners of the 2018 MLK I Have a Dream Awards are high school students Jordan Blith from Bloomington and Xavier Higgins from Normal. The adult award winners are Andre Hersey of Normal and the late Lorenzo Marshall of Bloomington. Tickets for the January 20th luncheon are still available.